Parshat Bechukotai, the last parsha, Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Membet, Ve'zacharti et Briti Yaakov, Ve'af et Briti Yitzchak, Ve'af et Briti Avram Eskor, Ve'aretz Eskor. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, I will remember. And the land I will remember. Rashi asks a number of questions, but one question I'd like to zero in on is why are the Avot listed in the reversed order? Zacharti et Briti Yaakov, Vavret Briti Yitzchak, Vavret Briti Avram. Throughout the Torah and Tefillah, it's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Many Parshanim raise Rashi's questions, and an unbelievable plethora, a number of answers are offered. I would like to suggest, maybe it's more sermonic than pshat, but this is a drasha. In linking, listing the linkage of generations, there are two directions, two orders. Start from the top, Mosif Aholech, or start from the bottom, Pochet Vaholech, whichever you want to say, but it's different, Pochet and Mosif. And this is so true to life. One, parents who worked above and beyond, who skimp and save and deny themselves to provide their offsprings with the best chinuch, the best atmosphere in the summer for summer camps, a few years in Eretz Yisrael, and beyond that, of course, all of the gashmias in the home. The toiling to keep the linkage strong and lasting. Avram provides for Yitzchak, and Yitzchak for Yaakov, and so on. There's a famous story, I might be repeating, some of you, many of you might have heard it. I heard this from my father, Zichrono Livracha. I used it a few times in drashas. He used it in drashas. The story goes, if I'm not mistaken, from my memory, that the Maharami Prague had a grandchild that was born, was very sickly. And the Maral davened and prayed and cried and pleaded. And he finally came to a deal with Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom, take the few years, at least the few years that I have, take them away from me and provide them to my grandson. And Maisa Kachave, the Maral shortly after passed away, and the Einikel, the grandchild, got well and survived. But things didn't go exactly as planned. The grandson, as we call it today, went off the derech. He was wasting time, running around, traveling, but not the grandson of the Maral, not living that type of life. So where he was, the father, this Maral's son, this grandson's father, sends a telegram to the grandson, son, you have to come home urgent. Son doesn't know what in the world's happening. He picks his stuff up and he runs home. He comes through the door, says hello to his parents, and he says, Tati, what do you want? He says, I want you to come to me, with me to the cemetery. And he takes him to the kever of the Maral. Now, it's this young lad's grandfather. And he tells him the story, which the child did not know. For whatever reason it might be, he didn't know the story. He said, you were very sickly. Your grandfather prayed. Your grandfather died and gave up many of his good years of productive life as the Maharal Prague. And you were born. Now, I would like you to turn to your grandfather and say, Zayda, I never met you, but I want to tell you the deal that you made was worthwhile. The child broke down in tears and said, Daddy, Tati, Abba, I promise I will mend my ways, I will change my lifestyle. I'll make it worthwhile that what the Maharal Prague gave up for me, I will make it worthwhile. And that's the one way the grandparents do for their children, the children for the grandchildren, and so on and so forth, that it should be made worthwhile. Then there's a flip side. There are children who choose a lifestyle because they're proud of their ancestry. I'm very proud of who my father is, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and I want to keep that chain alive. I'm Yaakov. I'm proud of Yitzchak. I'm proud of Avram, and I will keep that alive. It's interesting, since my wife and I are more or less in the league of being the senior members of the families, we every once in a while get a telephone call from a young member of the family. The story just happened last week. It's a first cousin's child who had a grandchild. In other words, the Avia Ben is my wife's grandnephew. No, nephew. And a grandnephew was born. And the Avia Ben wants to know who my wife's great-great-grandfather was. What was his Jewish name? Because he, at the Bris, would like to give that name in the family. Now, this is going back, if I'm making a calculation, a minimum of seven generations. And who was that great-great-grandfather? We don't know. We assume very much so. He was a kosher family and a kosher mishpacha, a kosher person. Yes, a Talmud Chacham, a Soich, no way of knowing. But he wanted to know who that person was because he wants to name his child after that person. He wants it in the family. He's the Yaakov. I'm the son of Yitzchak. I'm the son of Avram, and I go back and back and back in generations. In other words, he wants to connect, stay linked with his forefathers. And I want to tell you, this is not only in the Frumma world. This is even the situation, let's go to the business world. How many of us know fathers who sweat and toiled for 50 years building a lucrative empire or enterprise, built a flawless reputation, charitable, and when he gives the key to the business to his son, he wants his son, the children, to do the same. Are there motives? I want to make parents proud of me. I don't want to fumble the ball. So, son, look back at your parents and their parents. And that will lead, perhaps, as the Pasuk ends, V'zachart yit b'iti Yaakov, v'afet b'iti Yitzchak, v'afet b'iti Avram eskor, v'aretz eskor, to lead us to a gula shlema b'mehera yimeinu. Amen.